Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Men Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Mann. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the next episode of this podcast. It's good to be back once again. I know I've said that I was not going to open up to interviews. I was going to open up to interviews last week, but because I switched the episode. So this episode is actually this weekend today, and then the episode that you guys heard last week was supposed to be this week, so that it was rotated around. I know it's a little backwards, but I apologize, but you know, it is what it is. You know, not a big problem. It's you know, I'm just letting you guys know. But also, I am actually opened up to an interview. It's going to be up next weekend. I'm going to be putting up another interview podcast for you. Next few weeks we'll have interviews, and then I'll be off, I think, for a week, because I do have a special guest coming into the studio to listen in and to, you know, observe and see how this is done. So I'm really happy to have it, and I'll make sure to acknowledge them on the podcast too, that they're in the room here, and they're not going to be on camera. They're going to probably be off to the side listening in to the podcast. But anyways, today we're going to talk about the Entertainment Man talk shows lost seasons. So now, yeah, lost seasons, which means they're lost. They're no more. Like, they don't exist anymore. There's no recollection of it. It is lost because I deleted the channel before I had the opportunity to actually download them, so I would have had all six seasons. But you know, they're lost. The episodes are no longer around now, and you know, it is what it is. I'm not gonna worry about it. You know, it's just not. It's nothing to stress over. That's in the past now. But now it's just focus on the present, and kind of why I actually keep them on something, and I just pull something. Yes, I pulled something down off of the side of my desk area, because I'm going to show you guys shortly what it is on the video side. So if you want to go see that, what I'm talking about on the video side of things, go check this podcast out on YouTube as well. So within the seasons five and six, that's a memorable moment. We've had some really fantastic moments. There was Larry hosting an episode that was always a great episode that we really enjoyed. I enjoyed having him, you know, be guest host for an episode. I was really happy that he was graciously to take over for an episode. So just kind of get the idea of what being a host is like. And now he knows what being a co-host is like because of the collaboration podcast that you guys know and love on crispyontheweb.com. That was one of them. And also Larry flipping off the camera. He gave a finger. He flipped off the camera at the end of one episode, which wasn't removed. I could have removed it. I could have, you know, maybe refilmed the ending, possibly, where he didn't do it. I know I reprimanded him for, you know, flipping off the camera. So I was like, okay. I gave him heck for it, but, you know, we're good. You know, it's now just a memorable moment. It is, again, it's nowhere. There is no actual version of that anywhere right now, so, or anywhere, unless someone's uploaded it. But you know, if it uploaded it without my acknowledgement, then that might be a problem, because that is technically copyright infringement, and I could always do a takedown or even go into legal action if I wanted to, but I'm not going to. You know, if it's a reaction video, that's different. That is a different story. If you're reacting to one of my videos, that is completely different from this. Also, celebration of the 100th episode. 100th episode was a big one. That's a very small feat that Crispy on the Web or Video Project team barely barely saw Video Project Team. Actually, there was no 100th episode. Whatever. No. Let's see. I'm trying to think of it. Trying to think of it through my head here. No, I don't. That's right. Because I don't even think the Video Project Team saw a series that had at least 100 episodes. That didn't come into play until Crispy and the Web actually became a thing on November 14th, 2014, which is the day after of what would have been my grandma's birthday. Not my grandma, my dad's mom. What I'm trying to refer to. Which is kind of strange. I don't know, it's just odd. I picked November 14th, the date. November 13th to quit the Video Project Team. And then on her birthday. So I don't know if there was any significance behind that. I don't know. But it's kind of neat. I actually ended my first team on my grandma's on my dad's side birthday, which is really, I don't know why I picked that day. I don't know. But then, what was I saying? Oh yeah, November. So there was no 100th episode until Crispy and the Web came in. So it wasn't until 2014 or 2015. No, sorry. 2015, I believe. It was 2015 because we... Wait a second. 2015. Something doesn't seem to add up here. Wait a second. Season 4 was in 2012, 2013, and then 2014 was season 5. So I guess season 5 technically was kind of part the Video Project Team, and it was kind of part Crispy on the Web in the process, if I'm doing the math correctly. And then 2014, 2015 was season 5. How come that makes no sense? 2012 was 2013, season 4, and then 2013, 2014 was 5. So yeah. So no, wait a second. I don't know. I'm trying to think here. Now I'm confusing myself here. I'm wasting my time on this podcast. 2012, 2013, season 4. And in 2013-2014 was season 5. So, wait, that means the Video Project Team... Yeah, so 2014-2015 was season 6. So season 5, I think the 100th actually happened in season 6. If I remember correctly, it was season 6 was the 100th episode, because that was only 12 short episodes off from the season finale. The series finale of the Entertainment Man Talk Show. So I figured it out. I'm flaying my hand all over the place, but you know, yeah, it was 2000. Yeah, it was definitely 2014, 2015 was when season 6 happened, because remember, June 2015 was the last time, or June, I guess around June 4th to the 7th or something, or 8th or something like that. I don't remember the exact date when Larry and I quit, the series ended, and we never actually came back whatsoever. So, because the following year, because we were on hiatus for a whole year before I announced that we're done, the series is done, and that was because of Larry leaving on me, and I couldn't find the new cameraman, and I was like, okay, now I'm done with the series, and that's when I was done with YouTube altogether. But, so yeah, that's kind of gives you a bit of a history. I'm sorry, I'm kind of figuring it out in my head. Just thinking about it makes you kind of realize, oh, this is when it happened. Like, it kind of brings back the memories, you know, it kind of brings back the memories that you have from doing a series way back, and that's like 6 years ago since it was, sorry, 7 years ago since the last episode actually was recorded, but technically it was canceled 6 years ago, it's been almost a month now, it'll be a month at the end of this month it was canceled, the series, was actually, you know what, around now, it was actually around now that I canceled the series, the day I'm actually recording this. I think it was around the 8th, or between the 8th and the 12th. I think that's when I said, I'm done, I'm finished. But 100th episode, that was a big one, because there was only 12 more episodes after that that made the channel, when the channel was still existing, up and running. And then recording on location with our, I guess... I don't know what to refer her to. I'm not even gonna name names. It's not worth it. I don't want to start drama. But she helped me out, and we ran into Larry, of all people. And I talk about Larry a lot in this podcast. You probably noticed that. I mentioned Larry, I mentioned Justin, I mentioned Eric a lot in this podcast. You probably noticed that. I talk a lot about those guys, you know? I talk about a lot of them, and, you know, still good friends with all of them, and I think I'm friends. How many Video Project Team alum? Two, I think, three from the Video Project Team alum, and then two from Crispy on the Web and the Video Project Team alumni. So I still talk to all of them, and actually recently I just talked to Justin, aka Justina. I had to say it, Justina Aguilera, as I call him. Yeah, anyways, the running into Larry at the library in the next town over, it's like, wow, like, I ran into Larry, and it's just, you know, of all people, I would run into Larry. Actually, that's not the first time I've run into him at the mall twice. I've run into him at the library, that's three times I've ran into him. Then also I've run into him on the bus, the 900 bus route, going back into town here. I ran into Larry, and I talked to him, but the other two times, the library, I talked to him, the bus, I talked to him, and then there's two times at the mall. One time, I walked by, I saw him at GameStop now, I think it's called, or EBX, or whatever it's called here in Canada. I don't know what it's called anymore. They keep changing the names. They keep changing the name of the store, or the company keeps changing, or they keep being bought up, whatever, the game store. I'm just going to call it the game store. And I walk by and I see Larry, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak by. I just snuck by without him. I was being sneaky, but that would have been hilarious if I saw him. I should have gone up and said, hi, Larry. I should have said something to him. But the other time I saw him in the mall, and I saw him, I said, Larry. And he's like, oh, and we were talking for a few minutes there, but it was kind of cool to run into my co-host. Of all people, I run into him quite often enough. And I've run into Justin a couple times, too. I've run into Justin a few times. I've run into Eric a few times when I'm not actually on an actual visit with him. Like, I've run into him here and there. But, you know, that's good. You know, it's good to run into, you know, former colleagues, friends, you know. It's always awesome to see that. I'm getting off track. Let's go into the next one. The Entertainment Man Talk Show Season 6 Finale also served as the series finale of the Entertainment Man Talk Show. Now, the location was the York-Durham Railway, which, unfortunately, they're going through really hard times right now. They're kind of cleaning up the devastation of a tornado up in Uxbridge, and it's terrible. It was terrible. It was a terrible tragedy. They're great, great, you know, Heritage Railway. You know, they take you from Uxbridge down to Stouffville. You know, if you're ever in Ontario, you visit here, go for a train ride. It is awesome. Not just York-Durham Railway. There's all kinds of different heritage railways here in Ontario, you know? Support the heritage railways, what I say. It's really important, you know, to, you know, preserve the heritage, the history of, you know, the equipment, you know? And, you know, if I was rich, if I was like a billionaire or whatever, I would have given them money. I would have donated my money. I would have, you know, given them some money to help them out and help them rebuild all of it, because their station was damaged, and some of the equipment, I think, was damaged too as well. You know, it's unfortunate, but you know, that's Mother Nature, and I just hope they really get back up and running soon, because, you know, I miss it. I really was hoping to go for a ride this year. Even if it was a Saturday short run, I would have done it. Either way, I would have gone on the little short run on there, but, you know, right now is not the right time. Right now, they're not open, and they're kind of cleaning up, you know, and it's understandable, and I just wish them all the best, because I'm still in touch with them. I still talk to them, and I'm always connected on Facebook and Instagram now. I should reconnect with them on the Twitter as well, but it is unfortunate, but what can you do? But I always will have very fond memories of, you know, going there. I always have good memories of, you know, just being actually on a diesel to see what it was the 3612 was the actual diesel I was standing on, I was actually in there, and there's a picture of Larry and I sitting in there, and it was kind of cool to just be there, to see it, you know, kind of, you know, see what a locomotive looked like. We went through all the butt cars. We could have gone in 13, 10, and 22. We could have done those two if we wanted to, but we didn't. I said, we'll just do the one. It's okay. We only need one to see what it looks like, but there's the other two other diesels that they have. They have 22, they have 13, 10, and they have 3612. It's the 3612 is normally the normal diesel that runs, does a run, but she's down for maintenance right now, so it is 22 that is actually running. I like 22. 22 is kind of cool, and I can say I've been on the train for all three diesels. I've been on for 13, 10, 22, and 3612. I've been on for all of them. But what I love about those Alco diesels, it's just the sound that it makes. I love the sound that it makes when it's running. It's just when it's on idle. I just love that sound. It's really, it's just awesome. It's an awesome sound. And I like the kind of like the diesel smell from the old diesels too. I don't mind the fumes, you know. But anyways, great man. It was a great time. It was a great, you know, podcast or not podcast. It was a great finale. You know, we could have done things a little differently. We could have done it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting the show. And we'll talk to you guys later. Kind of deal. You know, we could have done that. We should have done that just in case the outcome, because we didn't really know what we were kind of planning. Season 7. We were already in the set. We were already here in the set, getting ready for next year, for the fall. And then it's like, okay, I was on and off all summer, unsure what I was gonna do. And then, you know, it was just unsure. And then we went on hiatus for a whole year, and we did the reality TV stuff from 2015 to 2020 on the audio only. We were on video for a while, but anyway, that's a different story for another day. But you know, I call it a lost season because there's no actual physical copy of it, and I'm actually grabbing my stuff here. This is probably when you want to go over to the video side of things. I tried to recover it on my old hard drive, and absolutely nothing. It's empty. It's an empty old hard drive. It's truly a lesson learned, because you know, I still have all the four seasons of the podcast, and actually I'll show you guys this on the video. If you're watching the video, this is actually all my YouTube videos. This is where I keep all the video, the seasons, first four seasons of the series, and other series. Friends of the Entertainment Man is on there. Actually, I don't really want to keep that one. I think I'm gonna erase that off the YouTube videos, but who knows. And also I'll show you guys this in a second. Just kind of lost track for a second. This is just in case they decide to axe my old Directory 015 account. You know, I've been trying. It's truly fine with me if they do. You know, if they axe it, they delete it, that's fine with me. I don't care. That's an old channel. I'm working on this channel now. This is what really truly matters to me, is this channel. This YouTube channel is what matters, and then the Crispy and the Web channel is what matters also right now. Also, not just the YouTube video hard drive, I also have one for podcasts. So I have one for this podcast. It has everything about reality TV in there. It has doesn't have the CBLW show on there, unfortunately. It has Power Rangers Collapse on there. It has Entertainment Podcast. It has every episode I've done since 2016. So it's great to have it. It's a great little tool. It's a great investment if you want to, you know, save up your episodes and you want to, you know, keep it for archive base, you know. And after I'm gone, you know, my niece and nephew will have it. They'll still have the hard drive, and they can just plug it in and listen to it. And like, hey, this is what my uncle did back then. So, but you know, only thing that we have left of the Entertainment Talk Show's, I guess, season series finale is at York Durham Railway. We actually have a couple pictures there. We have a couple pics there. There was a couple pictures taken, several pictures taken, and it's on my Facebook. And it's just now, that's just kind of a mere memory of the old team. It is just a thing of the past now. And, you know, that's all we have that can, you know, remind us, yeah, we did York Durham Railway at one point. We were there. We did it, you know. But that's the only thing that you really, that's the only thing we have now of it. It's just not much. Just pictures. And there's some pictures of, you know, Justin, Larry, and I just together recently. But other than that, you know, there's nothing much. But really, we've spoken about the bit about the Entertainment Talk Show. Eventually, we'll end up putting it off because of, you know, the pandemic. pandemic, lost episodes or not. You know, these seasons are pretty interesting. It's a very interesting season. It was fun. It was a fun series to do, you know. But hey, we did do the season five and six. So it was a thing. It was a real thing. It was real. And it's just, you know, it's hard to prove it with just pictures that we were doing it. That there was no picture of us, you know, filming. There was no pictures. You know, that was a lot of it. So we only had the one camera at the time, and that didn't really help whatsoever. But you know, hey, now they're lost, and that's because of my own stupidity, because I didn't save them. And like I said, that's why I have these now. This is why I have hard drives. This is why I have these two hard drives, is to save up. And I'm clicking all over the place on my screen here before I hit the off button on any of the recording devices. That will be not too good for me, but that's why I have them. That's why I have them. It's good to have it, you know, and it is, I recommend it. If you're like a video creator, if you're a podcaster or content creator of any sort, you have big pictures, video, podcast, audio, put them on a hard drive. That's the best advice you can do. Also, you can also get one of these too, and I'm sure you just heard a ding that's off my computer, but I have one of these as well. It's a USB key. I keep all my information on there, so you know, it's handy to have. It's handy to have hard drives. It's handy to have all of that, and of course everything just pops up again because I opened it. But anyways, that's the episode for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Entertainment Podcast. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe. Also, you can go like Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys next week for the interview podcast right here on Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.